spent most of my time at my husband's villa in Caesarea by the sea. Pilate asked me to accompany him to the city for Passover, but I didn't want to go. Why leave my beautiful seashore home to join the thousands crowding into Jerusalem? But I was his wife, and after the rioting and chaos of last year, I knew that I needed to be by his side. Using temple funds to build that aqueduct was not wise. After arriving, I came to know something of this Jesus and to hear of the wonders he performed. During that night, I'd had a dream which much frightened me. When I awoke to find that he had been arrested and sent to the palace, I was filled with foreboding. Caiaphas wanted Rome to kill him. I ran to my husband. Pilate must not condemn him. I stood in the portico as the trial began. As Roman governor of Judea, Pilate was the seat of judgment. A roar from the crowd went up when Jesus, blood running down his swollen face, was brought to stand before them. I watched my husband read and ignore the message that I sent him, begging him not to order Jesus' death. While I knew that Pilate walked a middle road with these people, I felt that he was about to punish a decent man. But the mob shouted stronger and louder. Pilate, fearing another uprising, gave them the rebel Barabbas and ordered Jesus to be crucified. As I watched him wash his hands, I knew that my husband had made another terrible mistake.